Okay, this is the one that made me do a double take this morning.
Yeah?
Some team, Tencent, Gus, Tsinghua, just dropped a paper on slashing KV cache memory for long context LLMs. Like, not by a little. By 90% at 500,000 tokens.
Of course you'd lead with the headline.
I'm serious. This isn't just, we tweaked the attention layers. They built this look-ahead sparse attention thing with a neural indexer that guesses which parts of the cache you'll actually need next.
Right.
And they trained the indexer separately. No backbone in GPU memory. So the whole, we can't fit this on a single node problem just shrinks.
Okay, slow down. First off, how do they guess?
It's a dual encoder setup. The indexer learns to predict future context demands and only keeps the query critical KV chunks loaded. So instead of hauling the entire history in RAM like some kind of digital hoarder, it's just pruning what won't matter. And it's not even a tiny gain. 13.5% of the baseline KV footprint on long bench, ruler, all the usual suspects.
13.5% is insane. But hold on, how do they avoid the indexer just hallucinating what's important? If it misses, you lose recall.
That's the part one don't fully get yet. But the paper says it actually acts like an attention denoiser, improves accuracy slightly on average, plus 0.6% absolute margin.
And they're not even loading the backbone during training?
Exactly. Backbone free, decoupled. Indexer trains on its own with standard retrieval frameworks.
That's clean. I like that. No monstrous fine-tune runs.
I mean, imagine the serving costs. Cody, you've bitched about KV cache for a year.
Yeah, I have. But let's not pretend this solves everything.
Here we go.
First, decoupled training sounds great until you realize the indexer is only as good as its training data. If the future context it's predicting looks nothing like the retrieval corpus, you're flying blind. And second, 500k tokens is cool, but what's the latency like? Predicting what to keep adds overhead. They didn't even bench that.
Fair. But they ran it on 8H20s with Sklang, and the KV overhead just vanished. And the accuracy didn't tank.
I'm not saying it's snake oil. I'm saying the paper reads like they found a cheat code. And cheat codes usually have a catch.
Like what?
Like the project led just left Tencent and the whole thing's paused. No code, no checkpoints. Just a hey, email me if you want to collaborate.
Oh, that's exploring next is hell, isn't it? I mean, the numbers are real. 90% overhead suppression at scale. And the method's elegant. Indexer it as a dual encoder. Train it like retrieval. Plug it in.
Sure, but until someone else replicates it with a public repo, it's just a really impressive demo.
You're impossible.
And you're already shipping it in your head. Justy's long context utopia, coming soon to a GPU near you.
Shut up. I just think if this works, it's the first real crack in the memory wall. And the fact that they didn't need to retrain the backbone.
Yeah, that part's solid. Damn right.
All right. I'm grabbing more coffee. This is going to be a long Tuesday.